Any of you here have grandfathers? About my grandfather's like 92, and he's getting up there, you know, old. And did you ever talk to your grandfather when like you've been away for a long time? And the only conversation you can get from him is like, you know who died yesterday? No, who did, Grant? You remember Essie's son's brother Dick used to live up on the hill, played ice skating and roller derby, and was the third cousin of Frank Johnson, who passed away 2 weeks ago and said he'd live longer than me. Yeah, all of them, the whole family died yesterday. Guess I won't be around much longer. He's been saying that for 50 years now. Guess I won't be around much longer. But every time I see him, you know who died yesterday? No. A lot of people. No, my grandfather was really cool. He was the one, he taught me how to drink coffee out of the saucer. Really cool, man. We used to sit down in the cellar drinking coffee out of the saucer. He was really good at it. He said, you just take this coffee and just... And I said, right. All over me. Takes quite a thing to do. He taught me how to smoke cigars and everything. He started me smoking cigars when I was 12. I said, what do you smoke cigars for, Gramps? He'd keep the worms away. Get rid of them worms. I said, well, I don't have any worms. He said, well, have a cigar then. We sit down and smoke cigars. I never got so sick. Man, I could feel my eyes turning red. Did you ever get like that? I don't drink. I never had a hangover or anything, but I felt my eyes getting red from cigar smoke. And his wife wouldn't let him smoke upstairs. He had to smoke in the cellar down there while he was always fixing the furnace. And my grandfather would always take 50 cents. You know that record? I don't know if any of you heard the record, Little Old Man. Well, I was dedicated to my grandfather because he used to put me on all the time. And he would, a grandfather can talk to you and hold your attention for 900 years by just holding a quarter in front of your face. Now you take this quarter. Yeah. Let me have it. No, not yet. I'm going to tell you what to do. Yeah, I'll do whatever you say. Just give me a quarter. Now you take this quarter and you put it in the bank. Yes, I'll put it in the bank. Give me the quarter. Hershey bars, that's the baby Ruth, that'd buy six pretzels with some mustard on it, and I'd be able to chip in for a baseball. You take this quarter and you put it in the bank. Yes, please give it to me. I listened to Gramps for about 900 hours, just for a quarter, and then take it right to the store. Give me 12 of these and 6 of these and 14 of them. Poor guy that ran the candy store, we probably drove him crazy, man, walking in there ordering things. And it seems like every guy that owns a candy store doesn't know what you're pointing at. It's a whole comedy routine between the two of you. Give me one of these.
That?
No, over there. This one? And these, but don't put your hands on the candy.
Well, what do you want?
I want 6 of the red ones with the iron stripe on the side there.
This one?
Yeah. Now give me one of them.
They're 5 for a dollar.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Give me the other one on the side, the other green one.
This one?
No, underneath. See where your hand is?
Yeah.
Not there. Now move over to the side.
Right.
Now, that's the one, but right here?
Yeah.
How much are they?
How many do you want? Because my back is hurting me.
Keep him going. And then you bring in soda bottles, the 2-cent soda bottles. And he goes,
where'd you get them bottles from?
I got them from this store, believe it or not.
I never saw you in here before.
Well, I got them from here when you were drunk one night.